Hello, I'm Dr. Mark Gilger, pediatrician in chief of Children's Hospital San Antonio and professor and vice chair of the Department of Pediatrics at Baylor College of Medicine. I'm also chairman of the Public Affairs and Advocacy Committee for the North American Society for Pediatric Gastroenterology, Hepatology, and Nutrition. With me today is Camille Bonta, Nesbigen's policy consultant in Washington, D.C. We're pleased to be a part of this podcast offering to Nesbigen members, which we hope will shed some light on the newly implemented law that requires transparency of relationships between physicians and industry. This law, the Physicians Payments Sunshine Act, now known as Open Payments, was passed as part of the Affordable Care Act and was intended to increase public awareness of financial relationships between drug and device manufacturers and certain healthcare providers. However, much confusion and misinformation exists about what the law actually requires. This three-part podcast series is intended to provide a basic understanding of the law, reporting requirements, including the types of physician-industry relationships that are reportable, as well as what physicians can do to make sure that information attributed to them and made public is accurate. The Public Affairs and Advocacy Committee strives to make Nesbigen members aware of changes in law and regulation that can impact the delivery of pediatric gastroenterology services. Periodically, Nesbigen will call upon its members to take advocacy action. I hope that you will take a moment by going to the Nesbigen website to learn more about Nesbigen's advocacy efforts and how you can become involved. I will now turn the presentation over to Camille Bonta.
Thank you, Dr. Gilger. I'm going to begin the podcast with a general overview of what the law requires. On August 1st of last year, manufacturers began collecting information about payments and other transfers of value that they make to physicians. Additionally, group purchasing organizations are required to collect information about ownership or investment interests held by physicians and their family members. Information collected between August 1st and the end of last year will soon be transmitted to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, as required by law, and made available to the public later this year. Understanding the law starts with knowing how the law is applied and to whom. Let's start with which manufacturers are required to report their relationships with physicians. Annual reporting is required by manufacturers that operate in the United States and produce a covered drug, device, biological, or medical supply. Covered means that payment for the product is available under Medicare, Medicaid, or the Children's Health Insurance Program and requires a prescription to be dispensed, or in the case of a medical device or supply, FDA pre-market approval or notification. The reporting requirements apply to all physicians except medical residents with a current license to practice. The law also applies to teaching hospitals. With some exceptions, manufacturers are required to report any payment or transfer of value of $10 or more to a physician. A transfer of value could be a gift, dinner, or lodging and accommodations, for example. I want to underscore that the collection of information and the reporting of that information is a requirement that rests on the manufacturer, not on the physician. In fact, this law does not impose any requirements upon physicians. However, because information about individual physicians will be made public, it will be incumbent for physicians to ensure the accuracy of this information. In the next segment of this podcast series, I will share ways in which physicians can ensure the accuracy of this information. Registration and data submission by manufacturers will begin on February 18th and will occur in two phases. By August 1st, data submission will be complete, and healthcare providers will be able to review their information and correct any inaccuracies. The law requires that information about the relationships between manufacturers and physicians, as well as teaching hospitals, be made public by September 30th of this year. Most of the information that manufacturers submit in their reports to CMS will be made public, with the exception of information like a physician's national provider identification number. Anyone will be able to access on a public website a physician's name, specialty, practice address, the name of a covered product, and the form and nature of payment or transfer of value made by the manufacturer to the physician.
Thanks very much, Camille. This concludes part one of this podcast series on the Sunshine Act. Please join us for parts two and three, where the discussion continues. I'm Dr. Mark Gilbert.